Hello friends, Pastor Doug Batchelor. I'm doing a brief prophecy news update. We don't have the regular Amazing Facts studio background here because the office is closed, but something just happened, and I think this is very urgent. The Pope has made an announcement that Christians should not try to convert anybody. Now this is absolutely mind-boggling. This is astounding. It happened this last Friday, December 20. The Pope was giving a talk to some high school students in Rome, and one of the students asked the Pope, saying, how do you deal with atheists and people of other faiths? The Pope responded, Christians should never proselytize, and that any who do are not truly Christians. He insisted, we're not living in the time of the Crusades. The Crusades? Well, that's astounding, because popes through history encouraged the Crusades. They sponsored, they funded the Crusades, they rallied and recruited people to go to the Crusades. And so I guess the Pope is saying that those popes are fallible. They said the wrong thing. In front of an unbeliever, the Pope goes on to say, the last thing I have to do is to try to convince him. Never. Well, but I thought that's what the Lord told us to do, to try to persuade people for Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian. You know, I can't imagine a Christian saying, I'm never going to try to persuade someone else to believe. If people don't believe, they're lost. We want to persuade them to believe, because without faith, it's impossible for them to be saved. And all they have to do is look forward to is the lake of fire. To say you don't care about persuading people is saying you don't care about the lost, or it doesn't matter what you believe. This is just shocking. You can read in Acts 18, verse 4, Paul reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. Paul would preach to anyone who would stop and listen, because he knew it was a matter of life and death. The Pope goes on to say, a Christian should never try to convince others of the truth of Christianity, but should simply give a testimony of the consistency and wait for others to ask about their faith. You don't do anything proactive. You just try and live the life and be sweet and hope someone is going to interrogate you about what you believe. That is not what the disciples did. Acts 26, verse 28. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today. Paul wasn't just being a witness. He was preaching. All who hear me today might be both just and almost altogether as I am, except for these chains. The Pope said, if someone says they're a disciple of Jesus, and they come to you with proselytism, they are not a disciple of Jesus. Well, what does proselytize mean? It means to induce somebody to convert to one's faith. Yes, this is called being a missionary. This is an amazing statement on several counts. First of all, it's unbiblical. Jesus tells us that we should proactively go everywhere and preach the gospel to try to persuade people to believe. Mark 16, verse 15, at the end of Mark's gospel, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. They're lost. So there ought to be an urgency for Christians to try to persuade. Jesus is telling us that we're supposed to fish for men. You can't just hope the fish are going to jump in the boat. You got to go out to where the fish are and try to persuade them to bite the hook, persuade them to go into the net. It's something that is aggressive, it's proactive, and the Pope is saying, no, if you do that, you're not following Jesus. You're not a Christian. I'm sure that Catholics around the world are absolutely stunned by this, because through history, hundreds of thousands of Catholics have gone out as missionaries, priests, and convents to persuade. And granted, a lot of their methods were not good. Sometimes they used force, and that's not appropriate. Not all did. Some were doing it through ministry. Many died trying to do mission work and persuade others to be Christians, aggressively persuade, and they turned them into saints. So what is the Pope going to do with all those Catholics that were turned into saints for their proselytizing? I'm speechless, as you can tell, that the Pope is saying this. This is a 180-degree change from what the teaching of their church has been. And he's basically repudiating also the Crusades, which was to go out progressively and to fight to win back Christian territory. He says it really doesn't matter what you believe. You know, there was a boy last year, Francis told this grieving boy, his late father was in heaven, in spite of the fact that the father was an atheist, because the Father allowed the boys to be baptized. This is a whole different kind of theology. The Pope is saying it doesn't matter what you believe. He's saying if you have a friend who's a Jew or a Muslim or a Buddhist or some other faith, you shouldn't try to convert them, that we're all children of God. It's almost like the gospel doesn't make any difference anymore, and what you believe and your faith doesn't make any difference. So what is it, this incredible shift in the Catholic Church position, or most of the Catholic Church probably doesn't agree, but at least in what the Pope is saying. The Pope, being a Jesuit, he's sort of operating under a different set of rules right now. Some are wondering, for the Pope to say these outrageous things, is he just getting old and rambling? I don't think so. I think maybe old like a fox. I've got a theory, and I've said this before. For one thing, the Catholic Church sees that their numbers are being decimated right now by converts. In South America, the Philippines, and many other countries that used to be Catholic stronghold, people are leaving the church in droves, partly because of the sexual scandals, but mostly because they're converting to Protestantism. The evangelical and charismatic churches have thousands, if not millions, of Catholics that are leaving the Catholic faith, and they are becoming Protestants. And the Pope is saying this. And in Europe, Catholics are even converting to Islam. The Pope is saying we shouldn't proselytize. He's saying it as though Christians shouldn't do it. What he's really doing is he's saying, stop proselytizing us, that you shouldn't be doing that. And the other thing is, the Pope clearly is trying to build a confederacy of Christians and other religions to form this one world religion where he sees himself as the ultimate leader, or at least his office as the ultimate leader. It seems like he's a lot more concerned these days with persuading people to aggressively fight climate change more than persuading them who are lost to find Jesus. Now, just referring back to what happened a few months ago when the Pope announced that May 14, 2020, he's calling the world leaders together to sign a global pact. And in that statement, listen to what he said, same language you find in the news from last Friday. Never before has there been such a need to unite our efforts in a broad educational alliance to form mature individuals capable of overcoming division. See this? Converting each other, he sees as a division, and overcoming the antagonism, and to restore the fabric of relationships for the sake of a moral fraternal humanity. Pope Francis wrote in a message announcing the initiative, inviting people from the world to come and sign this global pact that is really all about climate change. And it says even this statement was made announcing the date, May 14, 2020, is on the anniversary of the Pope's encyclical called Laudato Si, which is on the environment. And so he goes on to say in that same statement, we need an alliance, in other words, between the Earth's inhabitants and our common home, between the people and the planet, in which we are bound to care for and respect, Francis wrote, an alliance that generates peace, justice, and hospitality among all people, peace, let's all get along, doesn't matter your religion, of the human family, as well as dialogue between religions. So it really is a consistent message. But the Pope has given up the idea that he's going to get the whole world to come on board as Catholics to accomplish the final ends of the church. They're probably going to be using something like climate change in the end. And they'll see him, or whoever fills his office, as the one who will promote these things. Well, friends, we are living in interesting times. Not only do you have this happening with this Pope making this astounding statement that Christians should not try to convert others, it's happening at the same time the president of China this last week is saying that the Christians in China are going to need to rewrite the scriptures so it fits more with the political philosophy. Rewrite the Bible. We are living in interesting time, friends. If you want to know more about what's going on, you really should take a look at that video called The Bride, the Beast, and Babylon. And we'll put a link right here in this report that you can click on and watch that. God bless and keep praying. Watch for other prophecy news updates.